Right, welcome everybody to another episode of the Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, and my co-host and very good friend is Dave.
Hey there, Chris, and hello to our listeners out there. Welcome to Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. We are covering Love Island All-Stars Season 1 UK. Pretty sure I said that the other way around last week, but episodes 35 through to 36, i.e. the final fucking episodes, Chris, of this season. Hallelujah. So where would you like to start today?
Well, you know, no, I'm not even going to say it because, you know, I'll let you have your moment. So, Dave, we had, you know, we did an episode which came out on Sunday. We only had two episodes left. I thought the episodes were pretty bobbins, really, the last two. You know what you're getting, don't you? We had like the contestants come in and you know, Mitch being Mitch had to sort of make it about himself. I thought he was a fucking bellend in the final as well, Dave. I mean, he was with Hannah and they're like, yeah, and she says, oh, you've seen some girl from fucking Bolton or whatever he said. And he's like, whoa. But he's like making it out as if anybody cares. Mitch, the absolute fucking tool.
Blackpool or something, wasn't it?
Blackpool. Yeah, I was close to it, Dave, not far. It was Blackpool. And I'm like, nobody fucking cares. Who actually cares about you, you fucking bellend? And I tried to cut him a bit of slack at the start when he first came, but he is a fucking prize cock, that lad. So I had no love lost with him. But anyway, getting to the episodes, Dave. I've got to say, I was a bit shocked with the result, Dave. I was, I'll be honest with you, that fucking shocked me. I thought Callum was going to win it and Jess was going to be default, you know, like when Amber won it that year. I was very shocked that Tom and Molly won it because the fucking Tom's like a fucking talking to a fucking brick wall and he's got no personality. Fucking hell.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Tom will have his fans. You know, again, he is a good-looking specimen, isn't he? I seem to remember from his original season, was it season 11 or whenever it was, you know, he definitely had a bit of a following there. He's got the personality of a plank of wood, but, you know, I don't think it's his personality that the girls swoon over, Chris. And I think Molly had other fans as well. So I know Callum definitely got a lot of credit, didn't he? And a lot of people warmed to him, especially the way he handled the Georgia S kind of situation. I thought he handled it well. It just came across really well, I thought, you know, especially in the second half of the season. So I wasn't massively surprised. The thing is with Callum is his other half. You know, I think that's possibly where the problem is, because I just don't get the sense of a personality, if I'm honest, from Jess. I mean, she seems to be smiling all the time, which is completely unnatural. I mean, it's all right to be a miserable fucker. I am the poster child. So I think that's probably the thing that's ultimately tripped her up, whereas I can see with the Tom and Molly kind of partnership, I can see that more people warm into them as a couple, because, I mean, Molly had showed herself to be quite vulnerable in, you know, different points in the series, hadn't she? You know, and she was still obviously had latent kind of feelings for Callum and stuff. So just a more interesting arc, I think, than Jess.
Yeah, true. And I think obviously having Casey, because you know, Evie wasn't in there that long, was she? She literally went within a couple of days of being in the villa. And, you know, being twins, you've just got that connection all the time. But I do think as well, Dave, like, looking at the dynamics of the show, and there was a little bit of tea, actually, Dave, because India, who presents, you know, the After Something and that, she said, apparently, Dave, listen to this. This is where, you know, we're in fucking reality TV land. Georgia H and Anton were fuming with their position, Dave. They thought they were the main characters. Apparently, it wasn't captured on camera, but she's been spilling a bit of tea, and I'm like, yeah, that sort of makes sense. That makes complete sense. So they thought they were on to win it. It's like, are you real?
That doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, have they announced the split yet?
It's coming. Someone said that, Dave. Someone said it.
Really?
Yeah.
As soon as it was announced, you know, that they're fifth, I mean, the scowl on Georgia H, you know, it's very much like, what, I fucking put that act on with this see next Tuesday all for that, all for fucking fifth, you shower of bastards. So, yeah, I expect. Now, like I say, the half-life, I reckon, is 3 to 6 months, isn't it? When they do all the interviews, all the rounds, they basically squeeze the pips out of it, all that last bit of fame, and, you know, then it's a split. But, yeah, I don't know so much with Anton, but certainly George Reyes did not look happy.
No, I and that's the thing. I mean, I think 3 months, Dave, I'd be amazed if they lasted that long. Them two were just, you know, Georgia knew that she only had Anton to stay in the villa. Anton, I don't know what he was doing. I'm sort of questioning his sincerity as well. There's a lot of times there I thought it was more Georgia. Yes, she was playing the game. Yes, I thought she was completely unreasonable. And then the way she flip-flopped with him to sort of like, oh, yeah. You can't go from having the ick off someone. You said this in the last episode, you're right. You can't go from having the ick to fucking, oh, yeah, he's a great guy. I really like him. It doesn't work like that. I've never known that, Dave. Never.
It's not happened on this fake reality TV thing. But I've got to say, Chris, Georgia H was partly at least responsible for my favourite moment on the whole season. And I'd kind of forgotten about it until they were doing some of the recap in the final there, which is Casey saying, oh, but he was when you were talking about my dead granddad.
Oh,
I completely forgot about that bit. But it's the flabbergasted kind of almost squeal in his voice that, you know, because she'd been pressing him like, why have you ghosted me? Why have you ghosted me? And he's like, well, why did you block me on Instagram? And, you know, this back and forth and the build up. It's like, but you were talking about my dead granddad. Just fucking brilliant. That is definitely my favorite. Bit morbid, but it did make me chuckle that.
No, it's you know what, David? It's been a great series as well, I think, because you've had drama. And, you know, I said to you, what I've loved more than anything is the desperation. You know, a lot of them know it's the last chance saloon for any real money they're going to make. Fuck all to do with love. We're not buying it. We've never bought it from the minute any of them have gone in there. And I think, I even think you're right as well, Dave. I think you have the radar on in some respects, because I still think Molly and Callum have got unfinished business, you know. I do.
Yeah,
I'm convinced by it. Like, more I see it, I'm just like, it is supposed to be genuine that they split up. I know, but I don't know. They just had so much, you said in the last episode, there's so much more chemistry within the relationship. You know, I don't know. I mean,
the only thing I'd say is, I think from Molly's side, maybe from Callum's side, I think he's checked out. I do genuinely think he's
16
done.
Times.
And he had, he's had lots of practice to get over it. You know, so I just, the way, like, you know, when she's having nice times with Tom and whatever, I don't mean like sex times, I just mean like, you know, in and around the villa and stuff, Callum's got a big smile on his face, like he's genuinely happy. Now, let's face it, if you still have those latent kind of feelings all built up, you know, you'd let a bit of a scowl sneak out every now and then, wouldn't you? I just feel like Callum's gone. He's moved on miles from that relationship now.
Possibly, Dave. And I'll tell you what then, Dave, let me do a little thing with you then. So let's go to the couples, you know, who basically are together in that. So Molly and Tom, give me a month. How many months, Dave?
Oh, Christ. I think that I'm going to say 7. I think they might go a little bit further, but I think they're at different points in their life. It won't last the distance, but I think they'll get some way with it.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
I think 3 months. 3 months. I do. I think the age thing is going to be a big thing. I think she's in a different stage of life, even if she has come back on Love Island. So I'm being a bit more cynical, Dave. So I'm saying 3 months. So Callum and Jess.
2 months.
Okay. I mean, I'm saying this like we're going to revisit it. We probably never will, Dave.
We will forget this. But honest and tell us how wrong we were with everyone. But, you know, Callum, you know, doesn't, I mean, apart from Molly, he doesn't generally have a track record of sticking with anyone for very long, does he? So that's why I'm going low on that one.
Okay. So I would say, Dave, 6 months. I'm a little bit more open to them having a bit more of a longer relationship. There's no context or fucking reasoning behind it, but I'm going to go with 6 months. Maybe just because Callum's been in a previous relationship, but there's a reason he split up. There's a reason that, you know, as he said, he slept with 16 people. Maybe he should be closer to you, but I'm trying to think there's something there. So, Dave, here we go. Georgia and Tobes, Dave. Fucking Tobes.
Oh, my God. Well, fucking Tobes. I don't know why, Chris. That just winds me up. Tobes. Me and Tobes. So, there is a different dimension here, right? Because I want to go low with this one. And I'm still not dismissing the fact that they've cooked up this plan in Love Island Games to kind of have this kind of journey. It's very suspiciously, very much like Toby's original season. But let's assume that that's not true, and then they have genuinely gravitated towards each other. I think there's a bit of a me and you versus the world kind of factor here, which might keep them together for longer. So I'm going to go, I was going to take the piss then and go a month. I'm going to say 6 months, right. But I mean, it could literally be 1 month.
I'm going to go 1 month, Dave. I think I'm going to go the other. Someone's going to tell us off and say, yeah, remember them predictions, and they all get married and have kids and have a reunion and all such. So what about,
I think we're on fairly safe ground though, Chris.
I think we are, yeah. I'd be fucking amazed. So what about Sophie and Josh?
Ooh, 6 months as well. I'm not as massively convinced with them too, as you know, they seem to be communicating the words about how into each other they are, but yeah, I'm not sure I buy it.
No, and I'm the same, but I will say Josh is an absolute aficionado with the reality TV, Dave. So even if they don't split up, they will literally milk that cow for as long as they can. So I'm going to go with you. I think 6 months. I think you're right. Yeah. I think he'll play the game a lot more sensibly than fucking Georgia and Tobes and the other two bell ends. Let's go the other two there. Anton and Georgia.
Yeah, the airport.
Shutting by that awkward fucking conversation on the chair. Yeah, I think you're right, Dave. What about Adam and Arabella?
Oh, my God. So I'm going to say 3 months because I mean, Arabella is just so full on, isn't she? And I don't know if that's playing up to the cameras or she is that full on all the time. But I think Adam's going to kind of go along with it to a point. But I think he's quite laid back, and I just don't see their energies matching. I think, you know, in when because they got voted out, didn't they? And I thought that could have gone a different way. I thought Anton and Georgia H could have easily been voted out. But the way Arabella's arguing with everyone just because we haven't had time and blah blah blah, it's like, oh, fucking hell. That would wind me up after a short amount of time, to be honest, and I think Adam will be the same. So I'm gonna say 3 months because it'll coast for a bit. We'll do all the interviews and stuff, but yeah, I think Adam will be the one to break that one off.
Well, Dave, I'm gonna shock you. I think these are gonna be the sleeper couple of the show. I think they're going to be together for 12 months at least. I think there could be something there. The reality radar has been dormant. But it's back for one special moment, Dave, and this is the special moment. I don't know why it's special, but there you go.
Is that's the finals, isn't it? That's all of the final couples. Yeah. What about Chris? Chris and Joanna.
Oh, fuck off. Not a chance. That fucking Sonic the Hedgehog, wish he was. He can fuck off, Dave. I have gone right off him. He can go back with his Billy Idol haircut and fuck off back to the 80s. He's done, Dave. I'm done with him. Chris can silly salmon his way back into obscurity as far as I'm concerned. There you go. The end.
Yeah, I just feel like he was interviewed, or they were both interviewed, and it was the same energy as before, where it's like, oh, how's it going? And he's all full on, you know, giving it the, so you're saying there's a chance? And she's been so non-committal but polite about it, you know. Yeah, they have got no fucking chance whatsoever.
100%. So anyone else, Dave, before we talk about something completely different?
No, so I think I'd just echo what you said. I think it has been a good season. I think the desperation-ometer has been off the charts. I don't know. Do we have – it's only a couple of episodes, isn't it? Do we have a bell end of the week? I don't know if anyone really stood out in these final two episodes.
No, I mean, I think I'll just give it to Anton and Georgia again, Dave, because they are a pair of bellons. So I'm going to give them my bellons, Dave, the French award. I'm going to just give it to them because I thought they were just absolutely faking it till they make it. Pair of blaggers, them two.
Yeah, no, I'd definitely go with that. But enjoyed it. Decent season. Glad it's over.
Yeah, that's me, Dave. Now, Dave, I know. You know, you had a sigh of relief. You were like, oh, fucking brilliant, Chris. You know, thanks very much. You know, the end. We're done. But now for something that we're going to be covering, Dave. And there's been 16 episodes, and we're being asked to cover one of our favourite shows. And we were right to do it. We called a stop on covering them simultaneously because we physically couldn't do it, Dave. But if you just stay there, my friend, I've got something for you and everyone out there, what we're doing next. And it's pretty obvious, but let's play the trailer.
I don't want to settle for just someone. I want the one.
Hi! Ooh. Oh, wait, that's not it?
Manager, West Side Australia is back.
I hope he likes a dirty vibe. She's trouble.
But a storm is brewing.
There's no spark flying for me.
Oh, here it comes.
Fucking love this show.
Yeah.
They're happy ever after.
Get out!
You do the maths.
You're still in my man.
Nobody is safe.
Married at First Sight Australia on E4. Starts Monday at 7:30.
There you go, Dave.
Amazing. Oh. So it is starting on E4 as well. So when is it starting on E4?
Well, maybe what I should have done was actually watch the full trailer, Dave. But, yeah.
Phelps Investigation strikes again.
Half of fucking research.
Yeah.
Oh, let me have a look. I'm looking now furiously. What a fucking bellend I am. It must be. Oh, yeah. Monday the 26th, Dave. So it is.
So what I'm thinking is we go along with it, the broadcasting. In other words, we have a few days off, Chris. Because I was thinking, oh, fucking hell, how am I going to get time to you know, blast through those first four episodes?
Don't need to now, Dave, do we? So shall we commit to it? We're going to follow it as it is in the UK.
We will do.
Let's do that.
Actually, it's manageable. I joined the mass chat. But then I thought, oh, shit, you know, because they're so far ahead in Australia, you know, there's obviously, it's spoiler chat, right? So all bets are off in there. So I'm probably going to hold off joining that or at least going into that chat at all.
Yeah. And I don't know we're going to be behind, but we will. I think that's probably more manageable, Dave. It's easy for us to get on track and we're covering it as it's on in the UK. So apologies to anyone else. But yeah. If things change, you never know. But I think that's a good way for us to have a couple of days off. Go on Monday, fresh start, let's go. And I've avoided the chat, Dave. I keep going into it going, no, I don't know when these people are. Get out, out. So, no, we will be watching it. I can't wait. So that's perfect. Perfect timing that, Dave.
Awesome. I can't wait. I mean, it is the best. Week one is usually a bit slow, isn't it? You know, and but then when we get to the dinner parties, Chris, I'm rubbing my hands now. I can't wait.
I can't fucking wait. I can't wait. But I know, thank you, everybody, for indulging us with this. I've loved the fact we've done All-Stars and we're going straight into Maths. My favourite, polar opposite shows. I know that. And I know it's become a bit more aware when we've watched like Maths and that, but I just fucking love it, Dave. I can't wait. So anything else, Dave, before we go?
No, that's it. Just looking forward to a few days off. Yep. And then we'll reconvene next week.
Good stuff, good stuff. So thank you to everyone. If you want to email us, cdrealitycast@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on social media, at cdrealitycast. As always, please get over to Facebook, Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. Come and join us over there, guys. The race to 1,000 friends over there is on. We're at 700 now, so come on, we're only 300 more to get us up there. So let's try and get to 1,000 at some point in 2024. If you do want support us, get over to patreon.com/cdrealitycast. So the roll call of honour. And a big thank you to our supporters, past and present, is Sinead, Jesse, Kathleen Sims, Andrea, Nick, Danielle, Kim, Amanda, Larissa, Helen, Nicola, Emma, Fiona, Cassie, Maggie, Zoe, Gillian, Keith, Helen, Chloe, Joanna, Libby, Casey, Dee Dee, Susan, Hennessy, Lauren, Lucky Lou Green, and Ken Gustafson. So thank you so much. That list is forever growing. Amazing stuff. I always think there's you pronounce everyone's names right. So please correct me if I don't. But big thank you to everyone who supports the podcast.
Awesome. It's been great to speak to you, mate. Thanks to all our supporters out there. Thanks to all our listeners. And we'll speak to you next time.
Bye.